Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor David Gershon, a respected fintech expert at the Jerusalem Business School of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. You and two Hebrew University of Jerusalem colleagues, Professor Alexander Lipson of the university's business school and Professor Haggai Levine of its School of Public Health, have concluded that a lockdown was not necessary in controlling the spread of the coronavirus pandemic in Israel and even in other countries. What tools did you use to reach this conclusion?
Rather than thinking of the whole population as the behavior of balls in a room or something like this, we looked at the population as a collection of groups with different characteristics. For example, a reaction to the pandemic, like if they are vulnerable or not vulnerable. It can be demographic, the density of the area. It can be factors like nursery homes or children and so forth. So that we looked at the population as a collection of groups, and there is an interaction, a different interactions between the different groups. On the other hand, you look at the pandemic also in a detailed way. So you look at the different phases of the pandemic from the point that people are exposed, and then so there is the incubation of the disease, and then the person is infected, the symptoms, and then some people are asymptomatic, some people are symptomatic, and some people need to go to the hospital, some people don't, and even in the hospital, some people need ICU, some people don't. In the ICU, some people pass away, some people recover. So we looked at all the chain of events, and the characteristic will be a little different for different groups. Then we took a lot of data from different countries, like Sweden, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Taiwan, South Korea, New York, and so forth, and the UK. And with all this data, we were able to calibrate the model. Basically, the model now is very accurate. It generates, for example, the behavior of the population in Sweden very accurately. It behaves in what happened in Germany very accurately. So it's quite calibrated now, and it produces very accurate results. Based on this, we have now a very powerful tool that can tell us what happens. Obviously, it's very easy to model lockdowns and partial lockdowns, and you can do lockdowns on a specific population or on areas and so forth. If you look at all this breakdown of the population in Israel, you reach the conclusion that if the population here behaves in a responsible way, we would never reach an overflow of the health system, and that's really the criteria that we defined for this project. So the idea is we monitor how many ICU beds are acquired in the process, and then we look at the number of ICU beds that exist in the country, and then we can see if the country can contain the disease without a lockdown, or if they need a partial lockdown, or if there is a situation they need a total lockdown.
So how do you prevent a catastrophic pandemic without telling everyone to stay home, hunker down, and wait until the all clear?
If the criteria is to have the health system function and not reach overcapacity, then what we saw is that it is enough in most countries that people behave in a responsible way, as I mentioned earlier, and keep the face masks and the hygiene measure and so forth, to avoid reaching the stage that the healthcare reaches overcapacity. And in some countries where the number of ICU beds is too small, what is possible is to do a partial lockdown only on the high-risk population and leave the low-risk population to continue to work as usual. And this always, almost in all the cases, in all the countries that we looked at, this would do the job and allow the economy to continue while sometimes the high-risk population have to stay at home.
You are listening to Professor David Gershon, a respected fintech expert at the Jerusalem Business School of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. What are the one or two most crucial findings of your study, and what are the most surprising?
One thing that is interesting is that the low death rate. The second thing that is interesting is that by doing a good job of looking at the population, you reach very powerful results. You realize that the high ratio of low-risk population lockdown is completely unnecessary, and you reach the conclusion that countries in the middle, maybe partial lockdown is necessary only for a high-risk population and so forth. So you learn that there are ways to manage the pandemic without shutting down the economy at all.
Naysayers will surely note that hindsight can make experts of us all. What was your chief goal in publishing managing the COVID-19 pandemic without destroying the economy? After all, the worst is behind us, isn't it?
This is not a question of hindsight. It's basically an academic research. It's not a political statement. We basically provided a tool to decide on the health policy. As time goes by, usually models like this can be better calibrated and provide better better results. And the other thing is that obviously so many people are afraid of a second wave of the disease, and this tool can be really, really powerful to plan the policies for the second wave. So I think it's quite a useful tool. And again, the idea is not to tell that people were wrong. It's just about saying, okay, next time we see a pandemic, let's look at it in a more careful way, not just panic at the beginning.
Professor David Gershon, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.